Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're celebrating the 23rd consecutive live Thanksgiving Day holiday, and I'm glad you're here, we wouldn't want to do this without our good friend Bob Dylan Schneider. Bob's been a member of our Brain Trust now for 19 years.
And Jim, it's thrilling to be on the show.
He joins us a lot of other times, but especially on the Thanksgiving. We love having him on the show. Bob is, folks, is one of the great leaders, of our time in the marketplace. He's the author of a bunch of books, including Power and Influence, The Rules of Change, and so many others. He's our good friend. Bob, welcome back, and I'm thankful for you.
Jim, it is great to be on the show. This show is a real watermark in the lives of America, and you're doing it. And I really salute you and your producers.
I appreciate that very much. Hey, Bob, it's Thanksgiving Day. What are your, you and I have been around the world pretty close to the same period of time. What are your early memories of Thanksgiving?
Jim, my earliest memory of Thanksgiving was when we had a dinner with my late Uncle Frank. Uncle Frank had been in the Marines. He had been turned down by the Army in World War II, and he found a way to get into the Marines and served honorably in World War II. Mm-hmm. And we're sitting around the dining room table, and we all said, what do we have to be thankful for? And Frank looked us all right in the eye and said, we have thousands of men and women around the world today who are protecting us, just as I tried to protect us many years ago. We should take a moment of silence and thank them.
Boy,
I remember that clearly, clear as a bell.
Wow. I don't know how to top that. I'm not going to top that. But and in fact, that makes me want to say that, to dwell on that a little bit. Bob, and we've done this so many times over the years, because there are people, there are men and women, Americans, standing a post all around this planet in harm's way. Many of them, especially those in the Middle East, are in harm's way right now, who knows where else, standing a post as volunteers. They're 100% volunteers, Bob. That's the main thing. That we haven't had conscription in for 50 years. These are volunteers. These are people who've chosen to defend us, to defend not only us but our ideals. And Bob, I call that agape love. You know, agape is what the Greeks call one of the three forms of love. Agape is what you do for people you don't even. It's commitment and sacrifice you make for people you don't even know. What do you think?
I am moved by that, Jim. I think every day about the police. As you know, I live in the New York City area.
Yep.
And the cops here have a tough game. I don't know the cops. Anytime I see a policeman, I walk up to him and I thank him for what he does. He keeps order. Anytime I see somebody in the military, I thank them. Yep. Anytime I see somebody who works in a hospital, I thank them. These are people who are selfless. They get no reward other than the tiny, tiny, tiny paycheck. They're not billionaires, but they do an awful lot for our society.
Well, I have to thank you for saying that. My son is a police officer, SWAT team commander. My daughter is a critical care surgical nurse. She's seen her share of life and death. My son has two. And you're right. I mean, I know what their lives are like. And they don't make enough money. Neither one of them make enough money for what they do. But you couldn't make them go do something else. They love it and that commitment. And that's something that all of us, I hope that what you just said a few minutes ago will make everyone listening today, when they gather around the table, they'll reflect on those people. And Bob, it's not hyperbole to say that you and I stand on their shoulders. What do you think?
We not only stand on their shoulders, we're so fortunate was in my house last week who's blind. He was blinded in Syria by an enemy bomb. We are waiting today for ISIS to do something terrible against us. We've done nothing to them. Why are they doing something against us?
Right.
I don't understand it.
But yet we have people who are willing to go over there, and if it weren't for those people we're talking about, they may have already been able to do that. Hey, Bob, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back, folks, and talk some more about being thankful on this Thanksgiving Day 2019, our 23rd consecutive live Thanksgiving Day broadcast. I'm glad you're here. I'm thankful every day for America's small business owners, because what you do, my friends, is not just important for you and your customers and your families. What you do is important to the world. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.